In another hour, it's clear I've got to find a place to camp. Night creatures are coming out. I can hear the occasional hoot or howl, my first clue that I'll be competing with natural predators for the rabbits. As to whether I'll be viewed as a source of food, it's too soon to tell. There could be any number of animals stalking me at this moment. But right now, I decide to make my fellow tributes a priority. I'm sure many will continue hunting through the night. Those who fought it out at the cornucopia will have food, an abundance of water from the lake, torches or flashlights, and weapons they're itching to use. I can only hope I've traveled far and fast enough to be out of range. Before settling down, I take my wire and set two twitch-up snares in the brush. I know it's risky to be setting traps, but food will go so fast out here, and I can't set snares on the run. Still, I walk another 5 minutes before making camp. I pick my tree carefully, a willow, not terribly tall, but set in a clump of other willows, offering concealment in those long, flowing tresses. I climb up, sticking to the stronger branches close to the trunk, and find a sturdy fork for my bed. It takes some doing, but I arrange the sleeping bag in a relatively comfortable manner. I place my backpack in the foot of the bag, then slide in after it. As a precaution, I remove my belt, loop it all the way around the branch and my sleeping bag, and refasten it at my waist. Now, if I roll over in my sleep, I won't go crashing to the ground. I'm small enough to tuck the top of the bag over my head, but I put on my hood as well. As night falls, the air is cooling quickly. Despite the risk I took in getting the backpack, I know now it was the right choice. This sleeping bag, radiating back and preserving my body heat, will be invaluable. I'm sure there are several other tributes whose biggest concern right now is how to stay warm, whereas I may actually be able to get a few hours of sleep. If only I wasn't so thirsty. Night has just come when I hear the anthem that precedes the death recap. Through the branches I can see the seal of the capital, which appears to be floating in the sky. I'm actually viewing another screen, an enormous one, that's transported by one of their disappearing hovercraft. The anthem fades out, and the sky goes dark for a moment. At home, we would be watching full coverage of each and every killing. But that's thought to give an unfair advantage to the living tributes. For instance, if I got my hands on the bow and shot someone, my secret would be revealed to all. No. Here in the arena, all we see are the same photographs they showed when they televised our training scores. Simple headshots. But now, instead of scores, they post only district numbers. I take a deep breath as the faces of the 11 dead tributes begin and tick them off one by one on my fingers. The first to appear is the girl from District 3. That means that the career tributes from 1 and 2 have all survived. No surprise there. Then the boy from 4. I didn't expect that one. Usually all the careers make it through the first day. The boy from District 5. I guess the fox-faced girl made it. Both tributes from 6 and 7. The boy from 8. Both from 9. Yes, there's the boy who I fought for the backpack. I've run through my fingers. Only one more dead tribute to go. Is it PETA? No. There's the girl from District 10. That's it. The Capitol Seal is back with a final musical flourish, then darkness, and the sounds of the forest resume. I'm relieved PETA's alive. I tell myself again that if I get killed, his winning will benefit my mother and Prim the most. This is what I tell myself to explain the conflicting emotions that arise when I think of PETA. The gratitude that he gave me an edge by professing his love for me in the interview. The anger at his superiority on the roof. The dread that we may come face to face at any moment in this arena. 11 dead, but none from District 12. I try to work out who is left. 5 career tributes. Foxface. Thresh. And Rue. Rue! So she made it through the first day after all. I can't help feeling glad. That makes 10 of us. The other 3 I'll figure out tomorrow. Now when it is dark, and I have traveled far, and I am nestled high in this tree, now I must try and rest.